With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club, Club 1080, Souk and Rob's passion are always
so simple, it's just my work.
At the club.
He may not want to do them.
What?
I'm going to give it to you.
Give it to me.
You're going to love my nuts.
Hiya!
Shit, you. We are back. Hello. And we need a break. But,
and see.
Yeah. We're over. But hey, I wanted to quickly tell you before we get into our Club 1080 topics tonight that Parking Kitty is great and you should download it. Parking Kitty is a little pink kitty thing where you see zones now on the parking, like the green parking stations where you buy your little parking stickers, you know,
sure.
Downtown or whatever.
Yeah.
You can now pay by app, and it's the greatest thing ever.
So you don't. So I've only seen this in like certain parking lots that I've parked in, like at concerts.
It's not everywhere.
You pull in, and the only way is there's a sign that says you have to download this app. But you're saying Parking Kitty, you can do with city parking just on the street.
Yes. Well, that's what it's for. Yeah. The Parking Kitty is the app, and that's the only thing you do on it. And all you do is link in your credit card. You don't have to go up to the green.
How do you get
thing.
The How do you get the ticket?
You don't. There isn't a ticket.
Well, a ton of the new ones don't have tickets anymore.
Yeah, you don't have.
You just put your license plate number in, and that's it.
Yeah, there's that too. But
all the street parking that I've ever seen, the little green meters, you have to print it out and then put it on the.
Right.
No. All you need.
What we're
to
saying
do...
is you don't have to do that at all of them anymore.
Yeah.
How does the parking meter know?
Because so all you have, the only thing you have to do once you download the app and then you got to set up your login, and then link your credit card, right? The only thing you need to do when you park, like I was downtown today, I parked, I got out of my car, I looked for the parking zone, and it's pretty prominent. You got to find the zone number. All you do is open the app, put in the zone number, and put in how much time you want.
Huh.
And you can do that while you're walking away from your car. It's
solid.
It's fantastic.
Parking Kitty.
Called
huh?
Parking Kitty.
Right, I'm on board.
Get it.
I have an app suggestion too now that you're talking
Ooh.
About this.
Okay, but before you do, somebody texted and said, apparently they have the same problem as you and I. And apparently Mike, young, hip, app-filled Mike, also does not know how to, the best way for a radio show to take audio from the television and bring it to our show.
Someone has to know, right?
There's got to be an easy way. But somebody texted and said, hey, when the kids text in what the great app is, let me know too, because I have the same problem.
Yeah.
So we're all.
I don't think people record off the TV to use later as often as a radio station would. So I'm not sure that's going to be as easy to find out.
If you ever wanted to do that, how would you do it?
Me?
Anyone.
I have no idea.
I got nothing, man.
There would have to be something
have
connected.
Have we stunted even the most tech... stunted. Have we stumped even the most tech savvy of millennials?
Could you, is there something like you just like a US, because most of the smart TVs now all have USB ports. Could you plug your phone, like with an app. I know with like Apple TV, I can mirror my phone.
You could AirPlay it. Yeah.
So anything that's on my phone shows up on the screen. Can I record off of that?
Okay, so
let's be able to.
Okay, so let's say this. I'm watching the news and
I says the conversation reminds me of explaining that the VCR can record even if the TV is off.
What? Mind blown.
What is happening?
No, okay, so let's say this. I'm laying there in bed. I saw that. I really wanted to play for you the KATU news anchor lady reading the Blazers highlights because she butchered it so bad. Like, she knew nothing about basketball or sports, and it was the cutest thing ever. And I wanted to play that for you.
But we didn't have a way to get the audio.
Right. So let's, and then I went and looked for it online and they didn't have it. So let's say I'm laying there and I see that. I guess the easiest thing I'm thinking is I can pause it, AirPlay it or mirror it to my phone.
Yeah.
Rewind it and then just record it to my phone, right?
I still not sure how you would do that, but in theory,
that makes sense.
As long as I don't change the channel.
Everyone's like making fun of us, but no one's telling us how to do it. Jeez, you guys still record mixtapes off the radio?
Keith, what do you got?
Yeah, exactly. Everyone can make fun of them, then tell us how to do it.
Maybe you can do it on Parking Kitty.
That's Recording Kitty.
Is it Recording Kitty?
Is it Moist Kitty?
Use an old tape recorder. Really? Like, seriously, this is actually
happy kitty, sleepy kitty.
This is a problem. Okay, so what app are you saying?
I found this out this weekend. So it's an app called Splitwise. And it's when you're with a group of people and you're all paying for various different things. Mm-hmm. You join the app and you get invited to a group for whatever it was. So for me, it was my vacation this weekend. Mm-hmm. And you put in every purchase that you've made on the trip, who paid what amount, and it tallies who owes what at the end of the trip without you having to keep in your head, oh, I owe him $20 for this, but I paid $10 for this, so now I owe him $10. It automatically tracks that for you. So, for example, the taxi from the airport to our hotel was $68. Mm-hmm. And I put in $20, my one friend put in $40, and then I bought drinks for everybody
you
at one of the
ass.
Places. And that kind of, it tracked it all, and at the end you can connect your Venmo to
it. But you have to put in exactly what.
Well, yeah, you got to keep track of it, like you would if you were friends with them.
I'm out because
it makes it easier that way.
Well, no, I know it does, but I'm never one to go down to the. I mean, I don't know. I think all that stuff kind of evens out until you have a feeling that some guy's being a jerk and not paying enough.
Yeah, someone's trying to take advantage of it.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is this eliminates that, and because you just know.
Yeah, but you got to. You got to put all that in there and say, okay, I had $10 and he paid for seven of them.
God forbid you spend 2 seconds and put in the price of your dinner.
It evens out, man.
I'm with you, man. I'll get the ride on this one. You get the next one. We'll even it out. I don't like the whole, like if you go to dinner, we've had this conversation, but if you go to dinner with like a group of people or just a couple and you do the itemized, well, I had this and I had that. Unless one person is ordering like a bunch of booze and no one else is, just split the damn thing either down the middle and call it good, or one person pay and next time they get it.
Although I tend to agree with you, this is not how my group was doing it on this trip. And I just wanted to share the app because it is exceptionally easy if you really want to go down to the to the dollar amount that you owe a
person. If you wanted that. What was the name of it?
Splitwise.
Splitwise.
Yeah, this guy says this app makes you seem like a D-bag.
Yeah, like you're getting
I want my
$2! John, Splitwise says you owe me $2.99.
I'd like it back now. Look at Lynch is getting offended.
Well,
right?
No. Bill. I totally agree with you guys. When they said this, I was like, why? Like, I have in my head, I know I owe you $20 and, you know, you paid for the groceries, so I'll pay for this. And they were like, just sign up for the app, Mike. I was like, okay, fine. It just turned out to be convenient at the end because it connected to your Venmo and you just put it right there.
Yeah, I like that idea. I think the problem is having to track it all. It's just, it's kind of a soft number in your head.
I'm with
you. It's like, whatever. Okay, so for those of you saying voice record, it doesn't. So, yes, you can go up to the TV and hit record on my phone.
It sounds terrible.
Transferring that to Mike for Mike to put in our system so that you can hear it on the radio does not work. In a sense that you could probably boost it enough to get it to play and some people driving around could hear it. But that is not, I mean, that is less than ideal.
Well, it sounds like when we get the dusty audio from the bottom of the well out at Power Kia.
Right.
It sounds awful.
Which I think we have. Here it is here. You ready?
Yeah.
Not from the bottom of the well, Stucanic, as Power Key has got great.
That might be my favorite thing.
What's going on now?
He was making fun of you that he was, oh, this is not, there is no way this is from the bottom of a well. This sounds great. I'm on my phone and Power Kia is everything and you should get one. And then, oh, by the way.
Well, mechanic, as Power Kia's got
jackass.
That's fantastic.
There are people who are pro Splitwise on the text line.
Well, okay, I know he's very sensitive about it.
Splitwise
you
thing.
Need that validation. That's fine. It's just not for
Mike's
us.
Mike's going all Blazer Twitter on us right now.
He is.
I just thought it was really cool. Okay.
Right, Mike.
You guys crapped all over it.
Just not for me.
Yeah.
App recommendations. 55305. I have a story where a guy shot himself in the balls, but that's not the weirdest part.
And I have fake stage names. Remember we were talking the Van Halen...
Bon Jovi!
Bon Jovi! It is amazing how many celebrities are not using their own name. And there is one common thread of why they changed their name that sticks out a little bit. And Mike might be offended by it.
Fantastic. I'm loving these texts coming in. The texts are coming in hot and heavy. This might be a record-setting text show.
On the Splitwise thing?
Well, Splitwise, somebody said, definitely created by millennials.
Yeah, Split Douche is total millennial thing.
It really is.
My wife would be embarrassed to use that app.
Split Douche. Also, this guy says, hey, try being a CPA in the group. Like, you're always asked to handle it.
Yeah.
Like, do you have... Okay, I know we got to go. Real quick. Do you have a friend?
Why don't we just do this when we come back?
Yeah, good point.
12 minutes
we have
over.
Another segment, don't we?
Yes.
But do you have a friend that... Okay, we'll break. 621 on the
end your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Can I get a hot tub?
Yeah, I was going to tell you, I have a friend in our group from college. His name is Germ. I've talked about Germ before. His name's Jeremy, but we call him Germ. And he's fantastic. He's the longtime bartender at Harry's in Westport in Kansas City. Go check him out.
Oh.
He's famous there. He's
if you end up in Kansas City, wing on by there.
Yeah, if you're ever looking for a drink in Kansas City, go to a place called Harry's and ask for Germ, and he'll take good care of you.
Tell him Rob sent you.
He is fantastic, and he is really good. He's just a savant with numbers. So he's the guy that does two things for us, always, by default. He keeps the scorecard of all the on the golf course of all the bets,
okay.
And he does it to a T every time, and you never doubt his final numbers, right? I'm the guy that shows up and is like, hey, let's bet a lot of money. Just tell me what I owe or what I'm owed at the end.
Yeah.
I don't keep it. I don't follow it.
Sure.
Germ handles all of it. And then he'll say at the end, hey, you owe this. Or whatever. The other thing that he does is he is remarkable at what this Split Douche app is.
I love that we're now referring to it as Split Douche.
He's really good at that.
What was the name of it, Mike?
It's Split Douche.
It's Split Douche.
It's
he sounds so defeated.
Splitwise.
Splitwise.
Yeah, I like Split Douche better.
He's really good about keeping like a... In his head, sometimes he has to keep a sheet of paper.
Yeah.
But he will... He'll be the guy. Let's say we're all sitting at dinner and there's six or seven of us or whatever. He'll be the guy that always grabs the check and just says, do this, do this, do this. And he can do it in a split second. And it's fair to everyone based on what they had or based on their own sensibilities or this or that. Or somebody bought the wine, so he'll handle that. Or whatever.
Yeah.
And he nails it every time. And he even typically is a guy that will suck up, maybe at the end, the shortages. He doesn't mind that. He likes to, because inevitably that stuff ends up, there are shortages or people,
sure,
you know, don't, you know, give what they should. You got to invent Split Douche for that guy.
But you shouldn't get bent. This is my point. You should not get bent out of shape over $10. You just shouldn't. And that's what someone on here, Better You Today text line, it's all Venmo's fault. Everyone constantly sending each other $8 for tacos or drinks. Total millennial move. But as a Gen Xer, you have to do this in an office environment or everyone gets bent out of shape. And this is my point. God, no one should get bent out of shape over $10. I get it. If you get shorted by $50, I get it why maybe you're like, hey, you know, that's not cool. Or again, if you sit down at dinner and you're with another couple and they're drinking wine, because that gets expensive, right? You order a bottle of wine, you have some cocktails. I get while that
you
can add
two
up,
bottles of wine.
Yeah, that can add up real quick.
Perhaps a third.
And I get that that's like, hey, I don't want to split the bill 50-50.
Some port.
We didn't drink. You guys did. But if you sit down at a restaurant, there would be nothing that would drive me crazier than if you all order off the basic menu and you'd order, each one of you has one or two drinks, for someone to go through and be like, no, 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 yours was $32 and mine was $26.
Right.
Holy jeez.
Yeah, it's a beating. And it's like, I agree with the Venmo guy on, except for one thing. There's one thing. When you bet, and for me, it's mostly golf course or sports. A lot of people like to bet sports with me. Like they, you know, because I'm a sports host of some sort.
Sure.
Apparently.
I guess. They always want you to get some side action.
They're like, yeah, Rob, check out this hot sports take. I want to bet you. So I'm like, fine. I'll be the bookie.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I'll take your action.
So if you bet, I don't care how little it is, I expect you to pay if you lose.
Okay. Makes sense.
So if you
right, don't, five, be, don't be a bet welcher.
Yeah, if you're do like, not hey, I'm putting a fiver on that, pay the five.
I do think you should. Now, I'm not going to ever go to you and say, hey,
no,
give
but
me that $5.
You as a man of honor, you don't place a bet without the intention of paying up.
And if you don't pay up, I probably won't be betting you in the future. I'll just be like, you're one of those that doesn't respect a bet.
I understand.
So forget you.
Yes.
So sometimes on Venmo, like, say it's a $20. Like, that's a good way to pay up little golf bets on Venmo.
Especially because people don't really carry cash anymore.
Right. Yeah, no, it's a good thing.
Yeah, but seriously, if you're asking someone for $9 on Venmo, well, I get it. If you're like 19.
Hey, my kid, I just had this conversation with my kid.
You're 19 and broke, maybe, but if you're an adult.
No, it's a big thing for kids because my kid, being in college, we were talking about Uber and making sure that, you know, you don't drink and drive and the whole thing, you know.
Sure.
And I said, because he's home now. He's home from college. Flunked out of KU already.
All right.
No, he didn't. He's doing great.
Took about, 6 months? Solid.
No, he's been there for a year.
Has he been there an entire year?
Yeah, his freshman year is done. And we were talking about Uber, and I said, hey, do you have Uber? Because I want to link my credit card to Uber for him. I feel like this is a new territory.
Sure,
for kids.
You never want him having to have the debate of, I probably shouldn't drive right now, but I'm poor.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I want to link my card. But what we were talking
about is... When my daughter was in Chicago, by the way...
Same.
Her Uber account was just hooked to my credit card.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Perfect. That way there is no excuse.
Yes. Well, she didn't have a car out there. And so, like, and her campus was in a really, the murdery part of town. And so, yeah, it was always one of those things for me. I'm like, don't abuse it. I can see what's being purchased and we can discuss it.
Right.
But if it's night, don't take the train. Grab an Uber. Get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Same thing.
Okay. So then I said, well, hey, listen, here's the only thing I don't want to have happen with this. And that's you just offering to pay for the Ubers for all your boys because dad's paying for it.
Yes.
I said, that's not what we're doing here.
No.
So I said, how do you do it now? I said, do you have Uber? He said, yes, we do have Uber. And I said, how do you do it now? He says, well, generally people will, the other buddies, if I pay for it, they'll just Venmo me.
Okay.
So that is how they, and that's big deal. Like if you get a $15 Uber ride for a college kid.
Probably, yeah.
It is nice to get the other five and five from the other two guys.
Sure.
And that is how they do it, do Venmo.
But if you and I take an Uber together,
I want my $10.
and I got that one, or you got that one. I'm not asking you to split that Uber with me. It just...
No.
That's not happening. And the other one that bothers me more than that is the guy that takes a person like you and then abuses that. So say you're out, you're at the bar or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what do you want? I'm heading to the bar. Who wants a topper? You need another one? Great. All right, I got you and I got you. You go buy a round of drinks. And then the next person comes around and is like, all right, hey, I got the next round. And there's always the one guy that takes drinks for everyone, but that guy never, over the course of the evening, will ever go buy the round of drinks. That's the worst human being.
That is the worst, and I have no problem saying you're up.
That one drives me insane.
Do you have a problem saying you're up? Because I don't.
It makes me like,
hey, man, your turn. Let's go.
It's a little uncomfortable, because then it's like you're calling the person out on the carpet, and that can get awkward. But I hate... Like, you've accepted four rounds of drinks from people. And now it's like, well, I got to be going.
Got to go.
Or you get alligator arms all of a sudden. You're like, hey, I'm not having any more. even if you're not having any more, you son of a gun, you better buy four drinks for the other people, even if you don't want another one.
Totally agree. All right. Now we've covered all that, we have to break again.
That happens.
Okay.
I think we're 5 minutes late again.
Yeah, but we're getting better.
We're working. Yeah,
seven minutes.
We're getting closer.
Ah, crap. We're working our way there.
I've got ball stories, and you've got... Actually, I'm gonna postpone the ball... There's a guy who shot himself in the balls.
That's not the...
And that is
part.
Not the weirdest part of the story, which I think is great. But I want to tell you that. But it's maybe not going to be today, because I like your... we were talking about John Bon Jovi.
Yeah. Famous people that have changed their names.
Yes.
And there's one group of people that is the... And it's obvious why they're changing their names, and it's a little... Might be a little offensive to some people.
Let's
Looking
talk about
at
this.
You, Mike Lynch.
Let's talk about this. We'll do it next. Here's Mike.
.com.
Double Sun Power!
So.
You know. That really is a solid drop.
He sounds so nervous.
Thank you, GM bro. Thank you. Well, it was the first time in years that he had to... He didn't have to lie through his teeth when he went to the post-game or the, exit interview. He always has to put, like, a real positive spin. This one, he actually could go out and be like, hey, yeah, thumbs up.
One other cheapskate guy that is pretty annoying. If this is you, you should stop this because we're not dumb. We can see through it.
Yeah.
And it's the cheapskate guy who you know. So, well, he plays it off as he forgot, or it's like, oh, what did I owe you?
Oh.
Like, that guy is always doing that. And it's like, stop it, dude. I get it. You're cheap. So I'm going to need to remind you that you owe us $60 here or whatever. But they're always like, oh, yeah, I'll get that. And then what they do is they try to make it so that they don't pay you at the time so that they can kick the can down the road.
In hopes you forget.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That guy is the worst. If this is you, stop it. You're not fooling anyone.
You're buying time.
And by the way, I know somebody like this, and he's very dear to me. Stop it.
Really?
Stop it.
You know who you are. No.
Down boy.
No.
Okay, John Bon Jovi.
Yeah, so I started looking up celebrities, and like half the celebrities that have different names. Like Tom Cruise was Tom Mapthor. Like
what?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Katy Perry
That's
is,
actually kind of a cool name. Map. If you have Thor in your name, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, Katy Perry was like Elizabeth Hudson. Olivia Wilde is Olivia Cockburn.
What?
Yeah, she's Olivia Cockburn. David Bowie is...
I'm sorry, I like that better.
Olivia Wilde. You know, that's a little spicy. Cockburn.
I like Cockburn.
Well, you know, David Bowie
and
is...
I've got jokes.
David
Wait,
Bowie
don't clip that. Do not clip that. Sit down.
Bro.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
No.
No. Do not clip that.
I don't think I can because out of context, that is an awful drop.
Yeah, it's not good.
Uh-huh.
Goes with the dog and the peanut butter.
In your face.
David Bowie, David Jones.
Yeah, I knew that.
Steven Tyler is Steven, let's see here, we got Tallarico.
Steven, what?
Tallarico.
Tallarico?
Yeah, Tallarico, Tallarico.
That's pretty cool, actually.
What do we got some of the other ones here? Meg Ryan was Margaret Hira.
Jeez.
Elton John was Reginald Dwight.
We were talking about this because John Bon Jovi's name is John Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
Hey. And we also determined that Van Halen is actually their birth name.
Yeah, that's.
And the dad is Jan Van Halen, which is just
which
incredible.
Which is so sweet.
Good. You thought Eddie Van Halen was good. Jan Van Halen? Axl Rose was William Rose.
Okay. Axl.
Yeah, and he went with Axl.
How do you suppose he chose Axl?
It was probably just one of those. This sounds badass. Axl.
What's
Rose.
A name with an X in it?
Shania
it's
Twain.
Extreme.
I bet that is how it started.
Yeah.
It could be.
X.
Shania Twain is Ellen Edwards. I don't know how she came up with Shania Twain.
Yeah, but it worked. I mean, yeah. Ellen Edwards, like, she can't. I think changing your name is kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But I see why these people do it.
Tina Turner was Anna Bullock.
See, that doesn't seem bad.
Anna Bullock doesn't have the same ring as, hey, Tina Turner, it's Alec Baldwick. That doesn't.
Did you say Alec Baldwin?
The Katy Perry one didn't seem that bad. What was it, Elizabeth Hudson?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's big deal.
Kind of a normal name.
And Katy Perry's a normal name.
Yeah. But, like, Kevin Spacey was.
She changed it.
Kevin Fowler.
Again, why did...
I don't know. There's a lot of them that tweak it. But you know what is the... Like, I kind of feel like it's a little awkward, but you know who changes their name? It's the Jews. Like, there
oh, this is awkward now.
There are so many...
Mike, how do you feel about this?
I'm not surprised. People hate Jewish people, so the less obvious it is, the better.
Yeah, I found a list of 100.
Well, now, wait a minute. Is it really that, or is it that some names just don't sound...
Well, they sound very Jewish. They don't sound... And so, to Mike's point...
They don't sound cool in a sense, like, because I think it's different. Like, you were talking about Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
He's an actor. Who cares? Whereas, I totally get it for, like, Axl Rose, like, a performer of a rock band, I think, is different than an actor. Right?
Yeah.
Tina Turner, I kind of get that one too. You need a little, she's a solo artist. You need a ring to it or something that's sellable or whatever. But I think it's different when you're just like an actor or just a radio host or something.
I just know there was, as I was scrolling through that list, I was like, oh my God, there's a lot of Horowitz and Hirschbergs, and none of them go by that. Like it's, and there is a huge list of them.
Look, the only reason that would be the case is because they don't want to be easily recognizable as Jewish, in my opinion.
Exactly.
Because, look, there's a lot of anti-Semitism and hate for Jewish people out there, and if you're going to be a famous actor and you would like that not to be part of your story, which I understand, then you would change your name.
Like, Natalie Portman is Natalie Hirschlig.
Really?
Yeah. And
love her.
Winona Ryder.
Although some of them
Horowitz
could be marrying into different names too, though, right?
No, these are
changes.
What's Bruno Mars' real name? Because that's a cool name.
I know that off the top of my head.
Bruno Mars. Like, if you're gonna come up with something different, like I like that. Like Bruno Mars, make it clearly a fake name, right? Like, isn't it cooler to have clearly a fake name as opposed to
he's Peter Hernandez.
Oh. But isn't it cooler to have a fake name that's clearly a stage name
versus
like Tina Turner, which is
like Prince?
Yeah, but this is I think the point that Mike was making. The Jewish actors and like celebrities that are changing their name, it's not to something cool and like glitzy.
Yeah.
They just don't want a really Jewish name.
Yeah, Portman. Like, why?
Yeah.
Why do you need to...
Like, Bob Dylan is Robert Zimmerman. John Stewart's name is, he's a Leibowitz. Like, why? His name was John Leibowitz. You're telling me he couldn't go on as John Leibowitz? He had to be John Stewart? You're telling me that isn't sanitizing your faith a little bit? There's a ton of them that are like that.
I guess it could be. I mean, I'm not offended by
Woody Allen is Alan Coinsberg.
I do think...
Coinsberg?
Yeah.
I do think that also... I mean, to Suk's point, Jewish names do not roll off the tongue easily.
Yeah, Charles Bronson is Charles. What do we got? Butchkinski.
So if you want a really punchy name, like for John Stewart, for example, The Daily Show with John Stewart or The Daily Show with John Leibovitz, like it doesn't sound quite as punchy. Yeah.
Larry King? No, Larry Ziegler.
This is Ziegler.
Ziegler.
Well, that's kind of a punchy
name. Hey, listen,
name,
I'm no anti-Semite. I am pro-Jew. I love Mike. Therefore, I am changing my name to Rotberg.
You're going the other way?
Yep.
Nice. Gene Wilder was Jerome Silberman. I mean, it's Michael Ian Black is Michael Ian Schwartz. I mean, it's just... George Burns he was Nathan, what do we got here? Birnbaum. I mean, it's just one after another and like huge famous people. So
a lot of Jewish people in Hollywood.
Yes, that apparently don't want Jewish last names. I don't know, to me, now granted I'm not Jewish, but like if my kid was famous and then was like, you know what, your name is too, you know, whatever ethnic background I was, that would bother me a little bit. Be like, really? Like, Sukanik doesn't do it for you? That's too, you know, that's too ethnic, so we're gonna sanitize your name? But I guess it's just kind of become commonplace. So.
Whoa, you guys done?
Yeah, we're done.
John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you can see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245. Kind of broad.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, final few minutes of tonight's stellar broadcast, and here is John.
What's up?
Not much. You in a good mood, or?
I'm just bringing good energy for you two today.
Good.
That's surprising after the Mariners lost again.
Yeah, hey, I was hearing you talking about your different kinds of cheap people.
What?
Who, what? Are
from,
you
from a well?
John from Power Kia.
No, I'm just on a phone. Can you hear me?
Stop, what? Stop moving.
What are you doing?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm standing still.
Move around then.
Start
okay,
spinning
now
in
I'm
circle.
Moving around. Can you hear me?
Yes, that's much better.
Okay. I was going to, you know, you guys are talking about your cheap people.
Yes.
Okay, here's the one that bothers me. Tell me if you know anybody like this.
Okay.
I hate the person that tries to shortchange you with the you buy this, I'll buy that. And like he'll go, well, why don't you buy my movie ticket? Or I'll buy your movie ticket, but you get the drink and the popcorn, knowing that the movie ticket's like $10.
Yeah.
But the drink and the popcorn's 18.
And he's already done the math in his head.
Yes. And he's like coming out on top.
Yeah.
That's why he does it, is because he knows he comes out and, hey, how about you get the appetizer, or I'll get the appetizer, but then you pick up the burger.
I haven't noticed that as much, although I will keep an eye out for that. But I would say that the etiquette there is to keep a tally. And if you suddenly find yourself thinking that that's what this person is doing, then the next one's on him too. Like if he's behind and he did that on purpose,
then you flip it.
Yeah. Then it's like, okay, so let's say the next time you're out at a baseball game and you're going to get two beers. Well, guess what? Guess who's buying those beers?
And this is the thing. This is the beauty of Rob. Rob has no shame. He will call that person out.
Well, I won't. I'll do it in a passive aggressive way. I won't do it like, hey, you. I won't tell him I'm keeping score.
But you are.
But it's like, look, I think we're a little uneven here. How about you get this one?
How about we balance this out?
Bill?
Now, if you knew that, like, because I know the person that I'm thinking of does it on purpose, and he doesn't do it all the time, but I know that's why he does it. Would you ever call him out right there and be like, that's a horrible deal for me. The movie ticket's $10. The other stuff's $20. Why would I do that?
Yes, I would call him out immediately.
Yeah, I would, too. Yeah. And what I would say is, okay, what are we going to do about the other $9.80?
I'll Venmo your kid $4.50. How about that?
No deal.
No all right. Dice.
All right. Have a good night. We love you.
All right. Love you, too. See you guys.
Hot Corner will be back next week. As was Patrick out of town? I hear he is.
Patrick and Joe are out of town.
Yeah, taking a respite.
Yeah, Joe's out in Hawaii.
Yeah, on his own.
He went by
solo.
Himself, which I think is great.
Hookers.
Whoa, what?
What?
Well, hopefully. But look, I think traveling alone is vastly underrated.
Yeah, he's been tweeted about it, and he wasn't sure if he should be doing it, and he's loving it.
No, he is, and he's tweeted some pretty funny stories of things that he's observing, because he's basically, well, he's by himself, so he's just sitting there observing other people.
He's people watching.
It's great. Okay, so they'll be back next week on that show. Coming up next, it's Ducks Insider. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red chips of Spain. Red chips of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.